NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Congressman Adam Schiff is explaining what he thinks is the biggest challenge for House impeachment managers this time around.
Many Americans, and indeed many senators, may not be familiar with all of those facts that led up to that incitement of that mob.
Amid the press, the California Democrat said managers thought they had a chance last time, but they recognized the path toward conviction was an uphill battle. The second trial for former President Donald Trump begins later this week. Congresswoman Liz Cheney is defending herself after being censured by the Republican Party in her own state. On Fox News Sunday, the Wyoming Republican said her vote to impeach former President Donald Trump was compelled by the oath that she took to the Constitution. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the demand for vaccines is simply higher than the supply right now. However, he tells Meet the Press things will get better in the near future with the possibility of adding Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. The nation's top infectious disease expert talked about the move to reopen schools, saying a lot depends on the infection level in the school's community. Lisa Taylor, NBC News Radio.
At least 9 people are known to have died and dozens are missing after a flash flood in northern India. A rescue operation is underway after part of a Himalayan glacier collapsed and broke through a dam in the state of Uttarakhand. Rajini Vaidyanathan is monitoring developments from Delhi.
Dramatic video footage shows the Nanda Devi Glacier in the Himalayas bursting this morning. Water can be seen gushing down the valley, leaving damage and destruction. Roads and buildings have been destroyed and floodwaters are rising. The Indian Army has been deployed to the area in what's a massive rescue operation. Officials say 2 power plants employing more than 150 people were also hit. Many of the workers remain unaccounted for.
The vaccine minister, Nadeem Zahawi, says all data relating to lockdown restrictions will be reviewed later this month after the 4 top groups have been vaccinated. He said the government was mindful that any decisions had to be based on evidence. So far, it's ruled out axing the bubble system. Amrita Sen Mukherjee is a GP specialising in wellbeing. She says support bubbles are important.
I think it's really important to understand that lockdown is in place to protect us from the virus, but we need to really understand that that does have an impact on us because of the isolation and because of the loneliness that people feel. And that can really impact our mental health and our physical health because of that.
64 people have been fined after an illegal rave on Formby Beach on Merseyside last night. Police were called to reports of loud music and seized DJ equipment and lighting. Officers described the event as outstandingly irresponsible. Up to 100,000 demonstrators have gathered in Myanmar's main city, Yangon, for a second day of protests about the military coup and demanding the release of the elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. There hasn't been civil unrest of this kind for more than a decade. Rolls-Royce is proposing to temporarily shut down its jet engine factories for the first time in its history to save money. The Derby-based engineering giant is in the middle of the biggest restructuring in its history. Here's our business correspondent, Katie Prescott.
Rolls-Royce has lost a major source of income. It has already announced it will make 9,000 job cuts by the end of next year, a fifth of its workforce. While there are facilities around the world, the bulk are in the UK in Derby, affecting 12,500 staff here. It's thought that this could happen over the summer, which is a quiet period. The company says it will give its employees clarity over any closures as soon as possible, and that it intends to reduce the impact on their pay by spreading it across the year.
A mountain rescue volunteer has suffered significant injuries after falling 150 metres in the Lake District. Patterdale Mountain Rescue was responding to reports of a camper suffering chest pains in the early hours of this morning when one of its volunteers fell on steep ground. The rescuer is said to be in a serious condition.
This Sunday, impeachment and the Republican Party split.
They don't want to talk about it, and I understand why, but we are going to talk about it. We're going to hold folks accountable.
President Trump's second impeachment trial begins this week, with the GOP torn between party Republicans.
Personality cults aren't conservative. Conspiracy theories aren't conservative.
And Trump Republicans.
This is about I believe, a psychological obsession with the president. They can't just let it go.
This is QAnon-friendly Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
The party is his. It doesn't belong to anybody else.
Is stripped of committee assignments by Democrats, with almost all Republicans voting with her.
I think it would be helpful if you could hear exactly what she told all of us, denouncing QAnon. I don't know if I say it right. I don't even know what it is.
I urge my colleagues to look at that image and tell me what message you think it sends.
My guests this morning, Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana and Congressman Adam Schiff, the Democrats' lead manager from the last impeachment. Plus, COVID cases dropping.
Numbers have stabilized. We're holding our breath a little bit, hoping it stays that way.
The lowest totals in months. When can we open schools? And how much of a threat are those new variants?
If they do become dominant, we may need to upgrade the vaccine. That's exactly the direction we're going right now.
I'll talk to Dr. Anthony Fauci this morning. And Democrats decide to go it alone on COVID relief.
I'm not cutting the size of the checks. They're going to be $1,400, period.
Joining me for Insight and Analysis are Anna Palmer, founder of Punchbowl News.
For News, I'm Barbara Klein. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says workers who earn up to $60,000 a year should receive pandemic stimulus checks under the Biden administration's relief package. She says exact targets are yet to be determined. Chicago public school teachers are supposed to start returning to classrooms tomorrow in what the school district calls a staggered timeline, but the teachers' union and public school officials still haven't reached a deal on resuming in-person classes during the pandemic. As Sarah Karp of member station WBEZ reports.
A showdown is set for Monday between Chicago's mayor and the teachers' union.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Four people are dead after being buried by an avalanche in northern Utah. Unified Police Sergeant Melody Cutler says four others survived yesterday's rush of snow in Mill Creek Canyon and were able to dig themselves out.
There were rescuers up there. As we bring these other people down, being able to talk to them and know exactly who was up there and what they saw.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is starting a podcast. Matt Mattinson with more.
Pence is joining Young America's Foundation as the Ronald Reagan Presidential Scholar. One of the ways he plans to connect to young conservatives is through a new video podcast. He'll also take part in student conferences and publish a monthly op-ed on conservative issues.
Hope is fading for the hundreds of thousands of workers who make minimum wage. President Biden wanted to increase the hourly amount to $15, but told CBS Evening News he doesn't think it'll survive in his nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. The president said he'd push for the increase in a separate bill. Lisa Taylor, NBC News Radio.